having a twin brother and a younger brother, it was always punch out.
Yeah.
I mean, we were always very big on fighting, but usually it was, well, people in the neighborhood, the guys I hung around with in the neighborhood, my friends, they'd always do, well, to me, for example, these two brothers that were the terrors of the street, the mean kids, one of them would talk me into helping him beat up the other one. And we'd get him down on the ground, and then he'd run off, and there I'd be sitting there, we'd just, oh my God, you know, here's this guy that's going to kill me, you know. I ran fast, you know, that was really my thing, was fleetness of foot.
That happened more than once, where a guy would have to do that?
I was a very, very gullible kid. I'm probably still pretty gullible, too.
Most people believe that all this is religion.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, they do that as a matter of course, you know.
No, I mean, this interview. You still believe I'm doing this for a
purpose? Oh, for sure.
Oh, okay.
But even if you aren't, it's all right. You know? I mean, it might just be a, you know, a come on or something, but that's all right.
I'm really sorry.
Right.
All right. Did you ever play any games involving throwing knives?
Mumbly peg.
Yeah. What's that?
Mumbly peg is where you start off just pitching a knife in the ground and it has to stick. And then you put the point on your finger and make it do a flip and it has to stick in the ground, and you bounce it off your elbow, or you try to do something different or unusual with it. And not only does it have to stick in the ground, but from the end of the handle, you have to be able to put, I mean, it can stick on an angle. You have to make sure there's two fingers clearance from the ground. I mean, it can't just lay on the ground with the point stuck in it.
Games with a rope.
Well, it was jump rope, I guess, but I never was into that until high school.
And that was for athletics?
Right, I was a weightlifter in high school. That was it. I was too lazy for football, but I was real big then.
Okay, did you ever play with marbles?
No.
Do you remember any rhymes that kids use with jump roping?
I never jumped rope until I started doing it as a part of a fitness thing when I was 15 or 16. I never...
And I guess that at the age of girls were jumping
rope, hanging around. No, I really just hung around with you know, whoever was there to hang around with, but they usually segregated them on the recess, during recess. They'd force segregation.
Did you ever play jacks?
Not until recently.
Okay.
I started doing that in college because I had a set of jacks and a rubber eye. I mean, it was something I got out of these little machines. I love to put money in machines and get a trick out. And it was an eye. And this was when I was in college and I lived in this mansion, and it was just very bizarre, you know, and I was into being very bizarre. And you know, I'd have a date or something. I'd say, let's play jacks, and I'd bring out a set of jacks. But instead of a rubber ball, it'd be, you know, with little veins, and it was a blue eye with a thing, that type of number.
But it was real big.
It was a biggie. It was a biggie. In fact, I have two glass eyes here that I bought at a flea market. I had three, and I designed a piece of jewelry for this friend of mine in New York. It has a glass eye right in the center, and it matches her eyes, and it's inlaid with turquoise around it. I designed it and had a guy make it up for me.
What kind of piece of jewelry is it?
Silver.
Is it a ring or?
No, it's a, well, it's a, you can wear it on a chain, or I had a pin put on the back so you can wear it as a pendant too. Or as a brooch, I guess.
Who's this weird kid?
Matches her eyes.
Exactly. It's a third eye.